People are hating on my family toothbrush. Can't wait to pass it down many generations. Partying because my future great-grandchildren will never have to go without a family towel since I'm passing this one down to them. Using our leftover family bathwater to wash our family bath towel. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to During Business Hours. Today, we are going to talk shit on the internet about a family that I genuinely hope the best for. And I think it's kind of crazy what they go through. So you tell us if this is either the most ingenious money-saving scam or the most obvious blasphemy that you've ever seen on the internet. And it's a good one. So like, comment, subscribe, and follow for more. Let's get into it. So I sent you a reel earlier about a woman. It goes by the name Jazzminer17. This is the mother with the towel. Did you look at her account?
No.
So let me fill everyone else in. I have some information.
There's a family towel, and it's not dirty because you use it when you get out of the bath, and you're clean. So I feel like that's a big misconception, is having a family towel and people thinking it's dirty. It's not dirty. You're in the bath
first. You don't know what a washcloth is, I can already tell.
So, I don't know. That's just a big misconception, I feel like. And there's not dead skin cells all over it. I got that comment a lot. You scrub off in the shower. You're scrubbing. Or in the bath. It's technically a bath. Because we use family bath water. We fill it up once a week. Yeah. I've talked about that before.
I missed that part.
But we have different options for scrubbing. We have a family loofah. We can use this scrub. You can use this. If you're having a lot of dead skin and really want to exfoliate, you can use that. Whatever you want to use. But the family towel, it stays clean because you're literally clean when you use it. Honestly, I wash it once a week. I wash it after we use it, but technically I shouldn't even have to do that. So recently I've been talking about just not washing it at all because it's clean. It's never going to get dirty because you only use it when you're clean. But yeah, I love our family.
So
I've said that as a joke once.
Yeah, I use the same towel for about 4 days. 4 days, and then it starts to get stiff because
that's too many days.
Then. Well, the hairs on it get stiff. You know, the first moment it gets stiff.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, I need to replace this. Can you feel the difference from like a soft, absorbent towel to a towel that has all the bodily yucks?
Right.
Because there, no matter how much you clean, your body secretes oils and bacteria. And
woman, there's womanly
things. Yeah, and there's womanly things. And like there's creases that don't, you know, there's creases and greases that get onto towels. Right. That's a good way of saying it. So there's strike one for Jazzminer 17. Just the yucks of spreading all that. She has three children. So I think she said six. So I'm guessing a dog or something also uses it.
Oh my God.
Unless there's two men in the house, I don't know, or two women.
Four kids.
There's maybe three kids. So they say three kids.
Okay.
So the six, I don't know. Somebody can elaborate in the comments. So we go to the first one. Making a snack for my vegan 3, 4, and 5-year-olds. Three kids. Cool. They're vegans. 3, 4, and 5-year-old vegan.
I mean, if she is, I don't think she's going to buy meat for her child.
Cool. So I was scrolling down.
My family of six uses the same hand washing water all day. This is the soap we use. It's soft soap. We also have a sponge in there to wash your hands with. It's also the same one we use for dishes, but we just take it back and forth when we need to wash dishes. We also added vinegar today. A lot of people were saying that it needed a disinfectant, which it literally doesn't because it has soap. I added vinegar to help clean it, I guess. Because vinegar
is the either most elaborate lie.
Also, the smell goes away once you rinse your hands off, which is fine. Just need to make sure you get real clean because even if there's stuff on the bottom, it's clean. You can see like chunks in there. But, like, I'll use soap and washed the chunks so they're, like, clean now. So, therefore, it's clean. We have a hand towel over there. And we just leave this all day until it's around midnight. I'll empty this in, like, an hour or two, I'd say. And then refill it in the morning. We don't keep any at night. I mean, just, it's unnecessary. But yeah, here's our little station, and so here's our sponge.
Technically, people she's were concerned 10 or about 11.
How dirty it is, and your hands are never cleaned. If you put dirty hands in dirty water, it cancels out. It's clean. It's literally science. My family of six.
I know she. That
hold on,
that's
hold
why
on.
You can't be eating at anybody's house.
Oh yeah, you don't eat at nobody's house. Even my own parents' house, I have to like second guess sometimes. They have messed me up a bunch with the things they have made. They're, like even chicken Kiev has gotten questionable at times. And no, not Kiev as in like Ukraine. We don't support that here. The idea is don't trust people with things that go in your body. If you don't see how it's prepared, killed, stripped, and
from
done.
Step A through Z, yeah, I need all of
them. I need to know. Yeah, even Walmart, like at least there's a certain trust and liability there. Liable on their end. So then I'm scrolling. That wasn't the worst.
Do you want to encourage your kids to save the earth? Stop using toilet paper and get these instead. They have fun little characters which make kids want to use reusable toilet paper. We're going to pick a few out today. We're going to have a mystery toilet paper reveal once we get home and the rest of our family bath water. These are going to encourage your kids to save the earth. You can even let them pick out their own if they want their own patterns on their reusable toilet paper. Look at how cool these are. So we just got home. I just emptied the sink for our family hand washing water, and now I'm going to go get some leftover family bath water from the week.
So
who taught her this?
I'm pausing this here. There is a pump and funnel, and I've seen this happen in that bath water. The whole idea is that gets pumped in and recycled and pumped out. So they definitely
are never clean.
They legitimately do. Cause I had a therapist, Dr. Downs, not Down syndrome. He worked at the VA in Mather. Great guy, but he was an avid hippie. And he constantly told us in group therapy sessions, PTSD, Army vet, so how he would hook these pumps up to when he took a shower or a bath, the excess would go into a 5-gallon bucket, pump would go out, it would get filtered, or rainwater would come in, fill in his bath. Looked exactly like this.
People like this is why germs run wild in public schools and daycares.
I don't think her kids go to school. Thank God.
Next year, one of them will
be. I don't think any. I think they're homeschooled on the higher end. She seems like a stay-at-home mom. I think she's doing this to save money because her water bill is high. Maybe she lives in one of those counties where they're just getting screwed over all the time.
Who knows?
Hopefully to Jesus. That's what keeps her there. But
Flint, Michigan's cleaner than this shit. Next.
Did you know they sell reusable toilet paper at Dollar Tree? For only $1.25, you get two of them, and you never have to throw them away.
Did you know they sell them?
Yeah. She uses washcloths. Like you said, I don't see a wash. She uses washcloths to wipe ass.
And that's it.
How often do you think she cleans them?
I don't.
That's a question that we'll leave up to our viewers.
My family of six all shares the same deodorant. This is the deodorant we share. It's the scent handle it, I'm pretty sure. It smells really good.
You know, I make a lovely soap. Cedar and sandalwood. They're $4.99 a bar, and we do bundles. And if you'd like custom labeling, we also
outsource. Donate a bar to her or six.
I would love, I will send her a dozen bars. I'll send her some of my new deodorant too. But so cedar and sandalwood is great scent. For a 3 and 5 year old, don't fucking do it. Don't know.
Family deodorant is
it great. Smells like a grown musk. You know what I mean? Like a man smell. Like you're working. That's what that is. It's a lovely smell, but it's also like a wood shop. Cedar and sandalwood. It's wood. You want your whole family smelling that way? That's kind of weird. But they all share. So she's going to tell me in a second how she keeps packing more of this shit into her stick. She's got chickens.
It's raining and you're going to save some money on water. Get your buckets out. Sure, you got your buckets out.
She collects all her rainwater.
That's illegal in some states.
It should be legal in all 50-something states. You should be able to collect your rainwater. That's free water.
In California, that's a felony.
Catch me outside. collecting rainwater. If I was desperate and broke, like my North Highlands days, if I had 5-gallon buckets, if I was rich enough to pay for Home Depot buckets when they were 65 cents a piece, I would have collected that shit during our rain dances. And I would have bathed in it. But I didn't have a tub because I had a big ass shower with a seat. I love that thing. I miss that thing.
Right. My family of six use the same hand washing water all day. We just leave the sink filled up with water. And then after you do whatever you need to do, just when you need to wash your hands, you come in the hand washing water. And wash
looks like
off.
Somebody has bled in
we
that water.
We do have soap and a hand towel. This is our soap. I really need to fill it up. But it's just soft soap, and you just scrub your hands.
Every time I see her, she...
Obviously, you want to wash them longer than that. I was just doing an example. We also have more soap under the sink. This is the other soap. I normally keep it out.
A Dawn wannabe from the dollar store?
Not even a hand soap.
No, it's a Dawn wannabe from the dollar store.
Again, I'm just doing this for an example. And you rinse your hands off. And a lot of people are so concerned about dirt being on, like, in the bottom of the sink. It's literally clean dirt. You wash the dirt. It does not matter. Anything in it is literally clean, so it's not like it literally matters. Also, we have a scrub. This is normally for, like, baths, so to exfoliate, but if you have something on your hands you really need to get off, you just need...
So, hypothetically, if we started a communal bath or even a washing station, and we put, like, a gallon of water in there, I'd say one use from each hand, and we go, you're the eldest, I'm the second, Khaleesi and Christopher. By the time it gets to Christopher, he's got measles.
Yep. Sounds about right. Lowest immune system, too. Yep.
Yeah. This is stupid. I hope she makes it stupider than it seems. Rage bait. I hope. I pray. But the consistency. I don't think anyone should subject their family to be this much idiocy. Her children, if she does have children, are going to grow up going, Mommy, are you that dumb?
Unless her parents did that to her, and that's why she thinks like that now.
Well, she dresses like she's part of like a faith-based religion that is secular to a cult. I won't state names.
Nah, I think what you're thinking of, they're cleaner than that.
I've met a few. Met a few.
That's backwoods ones.
When we have people over, we have them sign waivers before they come over saying they won't do stuff like that, so I don't have to worry about you coming
over.
They're
not going
to
do stuff like...
Because if you don't sign the waiver, you can't come in. Or, not just the waiver, there'll be like a contract. If you like unplug our water or like use something different that you're not supposed to use that'll have to get washed, you'll get invoiced for it. So that's water in the sink that we would have used all day, so
say?
I would just
I
send you an invoice
about.
For, like, I'd say $1.25 or so.
It says, don't ever invite me over because I'm pulling the plug.
My family of six uses a family bathtub when we...
And so it says, don't ever invite me over, I'm pulling the plug. And the comments say, what does invoice mean? Emotional damage fee. Ha ha ha, it's taken me at least 6 year post to realize you're not being serious. Does anyone come to your house? That's clearly worth at least $1.50. Emotional damage fee. Wait, so murky water sits there all week and you bathe in it and think you're clean. And then share the same towel? Bro, the water is $75 at the most. You're tripping. I've seen bills that are like $2,000 a month for water. Yeah. Some places in Florida that where their meters are different. There's Otter Creek. There's this guy on YouTube and his water bill. For some reason, they put in a new backflow something where it would flow back and forth and they would take and deduct and pay and get charged in a certain way. But it kept getting messed up to where he was paying almost thousands of dollars for this large property. And so they just cut off the water. And he was like, okay, let's see what next month is. It got up. It went up. And so he's like, hey, that's not possible. I'm not using your water. And so now he's suing him and he's going through this whole lawsuit. And it's a crazy story, but I was like, huh. But then, of course, everyone in the township resigned. So who is he suing? All the money's gone. Everyone resigned. If this is all rage bait, If it is.
Sure.
It's the best I've ever seen. I've met women very similar and like so certain to doing these types of things about the chickens, the coop, the living off the land, the water. I've met elderly men and young men that do the same thing, collecting the rainwater and the overflow and conserving water, especially in California. There's a lot of these media fed fucks that love to think that we're in a drought, so we need to conserve for the better of everyone. While I'm sitting here with like 40, 50 gallons a minute, just drenching in that holy water. Just,
There's no almond shortage. I think we're just fine in water.
Shout out to Goliath for telling me about that. But some of her other videos, I'm starting to assume she lives with her family and her parents.
You know, for somebody who has kids, it's been awful quiet in these videos.
Yeah. So the comment on top says, if you had a good mother, she would tell you to be better at cleaning your bath water out every time you use it. And it says she can't talk in her urn, but if she could be, she'd be so happy I'm saving money.
Good for her.
I decided to wash her family bath towel. It is time to drain the water from our family bath towel. Let's see. There it goes.
And look at that.
Dirty, huh?
It's not bad at all, honestly. It's been worse. Now I know I should have probably waited a few more weeks before washing it.
Her dishwasher, her washer is hooked to her bath. You see how she puts it up there?
No type of laundry soap.
Probably not. But they conserve so much water doing this. She probably used the bath water to wash the bath towel.
You know what? That bath water was oddly
brown,
same color as the shit for the hand washing water.
But the clumps, you know.
Yeah, don't worry about those.
Oh, after the water after washing our reusable toilet paper.
A lot of people were asking if my family shared a hairbrush, and this is our family hairbrush. I need to clean it out, but this one has been in the family for about 12 years, I would say. This is...
Can you look up how long those, what do they call those? These things?
It's a really good hairbrush, and we don't throw the hair out when we clean our hairbrush out. We use it in pillows. I'm currently working on a new pillow. I decided that I wanted a new one for the spring, so I decided to collect all our hairbrushes.
Wet. Can you Google how long wet tooth or hairbrushes have been made? She said 12 years.
That's the actual brand on there?
Yeah, wet.
2005.
Shit. Thought I caught her.
For dinner tonight, we're having ham, salami, cheese, and mayo quesadillas. And this is what it looks like.
Dinner for her and her husband.
And it's looking so good.
Single quesadilla?
Time to make another.
Thin one. Oh, she's making two at least.
For her and her husband, where's the kids?
His mother, if they got any.
I'm telling you, I think they live with her parents are dead, or mother's dead.
Mother's dead at least.
So they live somewhere where they're being restricted. And they're in the faith. So the moo-moos and all that nasty shit. Who knows? Maybe they're not even legally married. Maybe the kids are actually cats. Or maybe they're goats, and that's why they're vegans. Dun dun dun.
Farm animals instead of humans.
Yep. Making
wiping their ass with a wash rag, though.
Maybe it's only him and her. Maybe the kids don't have to get washed.
Maybe she's schizo.
Maybe. But now it's making dinner for me and my husband again. People are hating on my family toothbrush. Can't wait to pass it down many generations. Partying because my future great-grandchildren will never have to go without a family towel, since I'm passing this one down to them.
We still got some
using our leftover family bath water to wash our family bath towel.
Time to fold my water in the tub, so I'm going to get to washing our family bath towel with the leftover water we got. You don't need detergent because there's still soap left over from the family bath mat.
Let's move to the comments. And so, what the water looked like. Is there family underwear too?
Oh my gosh, I don't even want to know.
And she says, this is her reply, haven't announced that yet. Please don't. But now your towel is wet. How do you dry it? Dry by hanging it. Family what night? Gagged. Legit social media genius. For sure, because she can't be serious. So the dirt water is what you wash the dirty towel in, collect more dirt than you dry your clean body with it. Got it. She said what she said. In another video, she said the dirt is clean because they use soap. They use one bowl of water a day to wash their hands, and the water looked like Coke with soda. Yum. Are you actually using the same water for every person in your family to bathe? Yes, she says. This is gold. What in the 1600s? There's a couple more. But basically, her dishwasher and her washing machine hook up to that bath to conserve water. Nobody's... Washable toilet towels, washable paper towels, and they're all in the bin at the top of the toilet. But it says, pretty sure she lives with her parents, just wants views. That's what I'm going to assume. The majority of her content is like that. So let's assume she lives with her parents and wants the views. Or, you know, it's just a great family person with her.
I don't give any those people that attention.
I was
getting views from me.
It's not my fault. It's Meta's fault. They recommended me to her like 30 times. I don't know why. Scroll hella fast. I get the first word. If it's, I'm not going to go through it, but basically if it's not interesting, the first two words, I'm not doing it. I'm like, but the shock value really got me twisted on this one. Because if you say you have a family of six in your first video,
you list four others.
And then you're never shown with this family or other family's clothing.
Does she have a ring on her finger?
No.
Probably saving money for a ring by
getting donuts and makeup. But talks about how the other children and people in the family using this deodorant and these toothbrushes and all this stuff. Maybe she's single. And this
is all of her personalities.
Maybe this is a baby reindeer moment.
Sure.
She's single and stalking somebody famous. That's the hair collection and the pillows.
Daydreaming.
The daydreams. Or maybe it's all one giant social media gag, but I am smitten with the idea. Downright in love with the idea that this is real. And she is this disgusting. This is my 600-pound life. I'm intrigued by how somebody could live so disgustingly. If you haven't seen the short of the lady with the inside-out pants, this is America now. And this is what you all want. You all feed into it. I feed into it too.
Not I, sir.
This is the common day pimple popper. Disgusting shock value. And it's what's been on my mind today, so I figured I'd talk about it. Great. And luckily, my house is clean by my beautiful wife. She handles it all.
I think we need to start saving on water.
I'm going to start rain dancing out back in the nude.
Let's go do that anyways. We done here?
No. We were 20-something once and used to rain dance just for fun because we were a little too much on the Zaza.
Never paid enough attention to see if our rain dances ever actually worked, though.
No, we were just chilling.
Having time.
Having a good time. Like she must be in her assuming two-bedroom apartment washing her clothes in her bath water. I can't understand, but I figured we would cheer up your day. Enjoy. Have a great Sunday. Like, comment, and subscribe. Let us know if you think this is bad shit crazy and the way the internet is going. And what you would do if she actually had children, because I would call CPS.
Or if you're a wife,
I would have somebody. Save
on the water bill.
I'd be single.
Can I get a coffee anyways?
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you.
That's the whole point. Oh, and for reference, I did lie to a Walmart employee today.
Okay.
Just so you know, I had to go and buy a new double boiler because I was like, oh, you know, soap's well blessed. Somebody said it would be much faster and easier to melt this but basically I bought the wrong one, had to go back. So somebody saw me twice and they're like, I just had to say fantastic tattoos. I never really see people who have like decent tattoos in this area. And this is in Woodward. And I was like, yeah, it's great until you get, you know, eczema at 30 and destroy all your work that you spent $30,000 on. I don't know why I said the number, but I probably spent like at least 10 to 20 grand on my tattoos.
Easily, because I've spent before the hand one about 500, and you can't even see mine yeah. right now. I can see.
Oh yeah. I have a good portion of a lot, and it goes all the way up the arm to the shoulder. And so then she asked, oh, is it all the way up? And I was like, yeah, all the way to the back. And I was like, I just felt like cool. You know, I don't have a back piece
yet.
And now I want one because just the look was like, oh my gosh. And I'm like, you know, I could get that done because I've got right arm, full left arm.
Thinking Let's full, go. Full left arm, full right leg done.
You?
Me.
No.
Yeah.
How are you going to, how is that tie up? It always looks so weird on a woman where it just looks like a stocking. Like,
no, I got ideas.
Okay. It has to go with the curvature of your body. So you have to stay that thickness. If anyone flames me in the comments for saying this, I'm just saying you have to stay that thickness when the art is that tight.
How long have you known me?
You're not the same thickness. Remember, we were tweaker skinny when we met. We were very broke.
Not much living has changed.
Yeah, you're still very, very fit. You know, we had a couple of kids. We both gained a little pound, a few pounds. Baby's
done, so it's not going to get stretched out from exactly. that.
But I'm just saying, don't destroy your work like eczema does.
I think I'll be all right.
That's all I'm saying. But I felt really good about my little lie about my back piece. I was like, yeah, I spent like 30 grand, you know, like it wasn't like that at all. I was like, I was just pissed off at the idea that my elbows, like the pieces that are on my elbows are gone.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, psoriasis has destroyed a very large piece. And it's scaled psoriasis, and it just grows. It'll be my entire arm one day, unless I get on some random thing that makes me regurgitate and have bowel movements and
okay.
What do they call it? Aneurysms from the pills they give or the shots that they're offering. Hey, would you like to cure your mild to mediocre psoriasis? Then aneurysms, death, bleeding, sores,
heart attack, stroke,
pustules, any of these symptoms could be yours. It's only like a 1 out of 5 chance. Hey, it's a little worse than autism. But also, what's the chance? Only 20%. You know, it's 1 in 31 now for autism. I'm not going to get into that, but hey, we appreciate it.
$799 today.
Yeah.
You could take a chance.
And it wouldn't be covered under my medical. We'll see you next week. We appreciate you. Like, comment, subscribe. Hang out with us for the chit-chat and the bullshit.